The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Delighted to say that Imogen Greatbatch is back speaking to us from England Netball. And Imo, first of all, bit of a worthy refresh with this new name.
Yes. Well, as you know, celebrating volunteers is a really important part for us at England Netball. And what was formerly known as the Vitality Golden Globe Awards has had a little bit of a refresh as part of how we address the feedback from volunteers. And we've renamed it as the One Awards, because we're really about uniting the netball family, working really closely with our regional associations and counties to deliver this event. So that kind of sense of one is really important, but also just it's about nominating the ones that make a really big difference to you in netball. So, yeah, hoping that everybody likes it and is looking forward to celebrating different One Awards around the country over the next sort of year.
Is that the underlying theme as part of this rebrand, the whole oneness?
Yeah, I think... As you know, in November 21, England Netball launched its new adventure strategy, which helps show the destinations we want to get to over the next 10 years. And as part of that, there is a destination called the Thriving Collective, and that's where staff, volunteers, partners are really united, and that single big netball family leading the movement. So it definitely connects into the broader strategy as well.
It's an important time to celebrate every year, but maybe now more than ever with everything that's gone on over the last couple of years.
Yeah, I think volunteers in particular and teachers, young volunteers, clubs do all of the things they do because they love seeing the participants play netball. And really it's about, you know, getting those women and girls on court and playing and enjoying the game. But it is really important to spotlight those that just put in an incredible amount of time and effort and have some really good skills that are helping develop players, but also new opportunities, bringing netball back. We definitely want to look forward. And I think that the awards are a really great way to showcase all the brilliant stuff that's going on around the country, inspire people to get involved in volunteering, whether that's you want to do a role that's kind of regular 1 hour a week, or you just want to dip in and share some skills for a small project to really help your club, league, county or region. So definitely important to keep those currently volunteering, but also to hopefully showcase all the different stuff that goes on that people could get involved in.
We've needed COVID officers at clubs. Are you finding, and are they still the same with clubs?
COVID officers have played a massive part in supporting the netball family over the past few years. They are still in place in clubs, leagues, regions and counties. But as we move through this kind of living with COVID, it's how we can support those individuals to hopefully want to stay involved if they were new to volunteering. So insight shows from us that we had about 800 people that weren't recorded as volunteers in formal roles with us. So we're hoping that a large proportion of them want to stay. But also a lot of people were doing it in addition to other roles. So as we transition out over time, hopefully they can just get back to doing the bit they love. The risk assessments and stuff are still an important part of netball, but just hopefully people can kind of not have to do it to the levels that we've had to navigate over the past two years.
The One Awards are back then. Their main purpose overall is just celebrating special people at your club and giving that little bit of extra recognition. Would that be right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the purpose is really important. And I think ensuring everybody understands the purposes award is a big part of the feedback that volunteers have given us. And as you say, it's about recognising and celebrating the people who are part of that thriving collective that I mentioned, but within those local communities, but taking them on a journey where they can be celebrated locally within their regions. But then it can all culminate in a national event where we bring all the different regional winners together nationally and have a real big celebration of netball.
And the nice thing is the Sheila Redpath Award, Mary Bullock Award, Muriel McNally Community Awards, they're still in there as well.
Yeah, heritage is a really important part of our journey, and they pave the way for sort of the new volunteers coming through. Sheila Redpath, I think back in 2020, you did an interview with her. She's got an officiating award, which, you know, is around those individuals that are shown sort of big impact in community netball officiating, personal commitment to learning, could be an umpire, a match bench official, or a mentor. And they have an England netball officiating qualification and a current member of England netball. But if those who know of Sheila, it's brilliant that she's involved. She's a huge advocate of the contributions that go on behind the scenes to develop officials. And I think we've seen, I'm pretty sure if you spoke to Gary, he'd mentioned something around 800 new officials have qualified this year through the virtual courses. And you can see all of the promotion that the team do on the England Netball Officiating Channel. So there's got to be lots of officials out there and lots of people supporting the development of those officials that should be getting nominated for that Sheila Redpath Award.
And the Inclusivity Award as well, that's back.
We used to have, it was a Diversity and Inclusion National Award, but talking with regions, inclusion's a really important element across the country, and we know there's lots and lots of amazing stuff happening with clubs going out to harder to reach communities and doing food bank festivals aligned and trying to ensure that they can kind of help make sure netball's accessible from those from lower income areas. But also there's lots and lots of different initiatives. Some have been down in London with the Beyond the Court project. And I think we just want to recognise how all the innovation is welcoming new audiences and opening up netball to those that might not have accessed it before.
You mentioned there's regional awards. Obviously, they then go through to the national event later on in the year, and different closing dates depending on where you are?
Yeah, so I think it was as of the 7th of April, we've had around 156 nominations in, and the first round of closing dates for three regions is the 17th of April, so the North East, those based in the South West and the West Midlands. If you're a member in those regions, it's making sure you get your nominations in by Sunday. And the reason that there's a bit of a stagger is that those events are earlier. So North East and West Midlands have their events on the 21st or the 20th of May. And there's quite a lot that goes on behind the scenes around then going through all the nominations, panels going through and having the time to make sure that all the event planning's done and the nominees are selected and winners and that side of things and invitations go out. So the first three regions, as I said, are on the 17th of April, North East, South West and West Midlands. And then you've got a 1st of May deadline for those based in the South. And then four regions, 8th of May, which are North West, East Midlands, London and South East and Yorkshire. And then the last one to close is the East region, which is on the 10th of May. But all the information's on our website. So if people listen to this and think, oh, I'm never going to remember that, well, you can kind of head over to englandnetball.co.uk, get involved, celebrating with volunteers, won awards and all of the information's there.
Brill, every year on the podcast, we obviously hear stories from netball volunteers all over the country, and some of them are just absolutely amazing, and we've followed their stories and their journeys over the year. That must be the same for you, and that satisfaction that you get from it.
Yeah, I mean, I feel hugely privileged to do this role. Being head of volunteering and seeing and listening to the volunteers who gift their time to the sport, and they do it for the love of it. You know, passion is the thread that's through, and people give so much. It is their life. But also, it's really lovely hearing stories about clubs. There was one club down in the south who was profiled for setting up a buddy system and just trying to help make sure people feel that they don't have to sign their life away to volunteer. You can still make a massive difference through committing a little bit of time when your daughter's playing at a match, for instance, you know, helping the coaches with the equipment or managing the team. So I think every role matters in that tapestry of netball, and it's just about appreciating each other. And I think I am hugely privileged to be able to listen, you know, on a weekly basis. I'll have a conversation with a volunteer, or a staff member will tell me something about a volunteer. And it's just gives you a huge sense of pride to work in a sport where you've got that much dedication and care around the value of netball to individuals and the community and society.
National awards taking place towards the end of the year then. Those regional awards, and we've got about a week, fortnight to get our nominees in.
Yeah, so for those three regions, North East, South West, West Midlands, closing date is 17th of April. They'll then all have one award events that span between the end of May, June, and some might be early July. And then we did a bit of a test event in December of last year, where we organised what was called Volunteers Reunited alongside the Roses Reunited event. So we had over 150 volunteers come together, have some food, listen to some panel members in Nottingham, and they all went and watched the Roses Reunited international match, which was, it was really special. And the feedback that we got was overwhelmingly positive around how valued the timing of the event was and that side of thing. So we're looking to hold our national event later in the year to give regions time to hold theirs this summer. And then Commonwealth Games, which is very exciting, coming up July and August. Small event where we've got a gold medal to fight for, you know, and then sort of later after that, how we can kind of build on holding our event towards the end of the year. Yeah.
If we've got a nominee, it's well signposted on the englandnetball.co.uk website, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, in all the categories and criteria down there. As you said, I think there's a couple of awards that are worth a shout out, like the Mary Bullock Award, which is for outstanding contribution in any role outside of coaching and officiating. So we know there's lots of volunteers out there that might do other roles outside sort of those two areas of specialism. So how... definitely, if you think there's a volunteer out there that's possibly doing event volunteering or has helped with competitions and that side of things, that might be a great category to nominate them for. And the Muriel McNally is any role that includes coaching and officiating. And I think you probably know from the different people you speak to on here, there's a number of netballers that do a bit of everything. You know, they're a coach, they're an official, they're always there opening up the courts, helping. They've been a COVID officer as well. So that category is definitely for one of those individuals that you think, oh, I wouldn't know whether to nominate them as a coach or an official, because I think they do a little bit of everything. So the Muriel McNally is a good category for that. And Unsung Hero Award as well, that's specifically targeting clubs and leagues, because we know clubs and leagues have done a huge amount to restart netball and rebuild this year. So yeah, lots of different categories. There are 10 different categories on the website, and it's worth having a little look. We have done some stuff, like we used to ask people to nominate on a word form, and the team have worked really hard to make sure the process is all online. There is a PDF on the website that you can download that shows you the questions you'll be asked, but we've worked really hard to move the process online. If people do need help, they can contact their regional coordinator. But yeah, we've tried to make the process a lot simpler.
And easy for people.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and you can scan through it while you're scrolling on your phone and then go back to it later and fill it in online, having had a look at the sort of questions you're asked. So we really have worked hard to try and remove some of those barriers that volunteers have said have prevented them from nominating in the past.
Well, you and the rest of the regions will just be looking forward to getting the nominees in and just seeing the people that have been put forward.
Yeah, reading those nominations is pretty special, and it's that time where you get to hear all the amazing impact that those individuals make on sort of changing people's lives, that you just do it because you love it, don't you? And then it's just that time to stop and reflect and hear from those people who have really valued the time and effort that those individuals have put into helping make netball happen, really.
Like we said, englandnetball.co.uk website, the One Awards banners are all over the place, let's be fair. And Imo, thanks again for your time.
Thanks, Andy, for having me on the show, and I hope you have a brilliant rest of your week.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.